Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We focus on four areas, each beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, Church, Christian, and Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical application of the principles Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes in me can do what I do, and even greater works," John 14:12. Greetings, my name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we will look at the topic Christian Believers Basics and Bible Books Accepted. This is a brief overview of the compilation of the New Testament from historians and others. There will always be controversy around historical events, and the New Testament is no exception, and it was only put together around the 3rd century. The following is a table taken from a book called Chronological Church History by Robert C. Walton. There is one certainty to bear in mind in the face of uncertainty. And that is, Jesus appeared on this earth more than 2,000 years ago. There even appear to be some contradictions between the Gospels, and I give the following answer. Whenever and wherever Jesus walked and taught, it is not possible for all the disciples to be with him at the same place in very close proximity at every meeting. This will cause each disciple to have slightly different viewpoints of the same event that is taking place. Three examples. Number one, an example is the woman with the issue of blood who touched Jesus. When he asked to touch him, the disciples were incredulous because they did not see what happened, as the crowds were all around him. Number two, another time Jesus was on a mountain with his close disciples, Peter, John, and James. The others were at the foot of the mountain. So it's obvious that they would not know about or be able to write about Moses and Elijah appearing before Jesus. Only one of the three could make any accurate statements. The others, if they chose to write about that particular event, would be secondhand as related to them by the three. Number three, a last example is in the book of Mark. He writes about a young man running away naked when Jesus is arrested. No one else mentions that event, but because it was Mark himself, for him it was important to describe that particular event in the book he wrote. Mark was the one that Peter referred to as my son at the end of the second book of Peter. Also, he was the son of Mary who stayed in Jerusalem, where the disciples often gathered. This is why certain events will be described differently depending on who was where at the time. Below is a list of books debated for inclusion in the New Testament canon. Here we see divisions between the Eastern Church and the Western Church. If we look at the book of Hebrews, in the East they accepted this as Pauline, and in the West they thought it was a forgery, but they accepted it. In the East, the book of James was thought genuine, but in the West the authorship was questioned, but they accepted it. In the East, the second book of Peter was accepted, but again the West questioned it, but was accepted. In the East, 2 and 3 John were accepted, but in the West they said there were lack of citations, but they were accepted. In the East, the book of Jude accepted, and in the West, again, authorship was questioned, but it was accepted. Revelation, the East accepted it, but in the West, Eusebius questioned it because of his opposition to Chilism, but they accepted it. There were other books that were excluded, and I named three. The Shepherd of Hermas, accepted by the East, but because it was non-apostolic in origin, it was excluded. Didache, which is a record of genuine apostolic traditions in the East, was accepted, but in the West, uncertain origin, and they excluded it. And finally, there was a book called The Revelation of Peter, which was accepted by the East, but authenticity doubted in the West. So that was excluded. Thus, we can see that the New Testament was only formally ratified about 300 years after the death of Jesus. There were also many other early writings ascribed to Peter, Thomas, Barnabas, as well as other early disciples, such as Polycarp, thought to be the young man who sat on Jesus' knee, and mentored by John the Evangelist, also Ignatius and Clement. These books were questioned and not accepted due to doubts of authenticity, but nevertheless are classified under the title of Early Christian Writings by Maxwell Sandforth that give amazing insight to the lives of the first century Christians. In closing, this is the end of the first series, and I pray that you will be encouraged to grow in your knowledge and experience of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as a disciple and a disciple maker. Arthur Dilley signing off. Till next time, DV, and God bless.